Although this means that there is simply no guarantee that humans or anything else would have evolved, Roos assures Christians, it is still open to you to accept that God did the job. More likely, if you accept God already, it is still very much open to you to think of God as great inasmuch as he has created this wonderful world. In other words, a Darwinian who really, really wants to be a Christian can be a Christian of sorts, just not a traditional one. Like Roos, Roman Catholic biologist Kenneth R. Miller considers Darwinism well established. Indeed, the intellectual triumph of Darwin's great idea is total. Miller argues that the inherent unpredictability of evolution was essential to God's plan to create human beings with free will. If events in the material world were strictly determined, he writes, then evolution would indeed move toward the predictable outcomes that so many people seem to want. As material beings, our actions and even our thoughts would be preordained, and our freedom to act and choose would disappear. Miller concludes by declaring that he believes in Darwin's God. In the Christian tradition, however, human freedom is an attribute of our non-material souls rather than a product of material evolution. Darwin's God is not the God of traditional Christianity. Stephen Jay Gould wrote in 1997 that there should be no conflict between science and religion because each subject has a legitimate magisterium or domain of teaching authority, and these magisteria do not overlap, the principle that I would like to designate as noma, or non-overlapping magisteria. The net of science covers the empirical universe. The net of religion extends over questions of moral meaning and value. In other words, the world of objective reality belongs to science, and thus for Gould to Darwinism, while religion is confined to the realm of subjective feelings and imagination. But traditional Christians cannot agree to Gould's terms of surrender. As University of Notre Dame philosopher Alvin Plantinga put it in 1997, Darwinists claim that human beings are, in an important way, merely accidental. There wasn't any plan, any foresight, any mind, any mind's eye involved in their coming into being. But of course, no Christian theist could take that seriously for a minute. Polls taken over the past few years have consistently shown that a large majority of the American people not only describe themselves as Christian, but also reject Darwinism. Since Darwinists depend for their livelihood largely on tax money, and since their attempts at accommodation have largely failed, they try to win people over in the United States by calling Darwinism simply evolution. Eugenie C. Scott of the National Center for Science Education recommends starting by defining the issue as change through time. The rest comes later. Using this approach, Darwinists have convinced many Christian clergy to support their cause, and to good effect. Scott wrote in 2002,